my friend Nicole. K2YN, standing by for Nicole.
DJW,
DJW, KA3JCA.
Did you make any progress?
Yes and no. Yes, it was not Windows Defender, but it was that Charter Security Suite.
You finally found it. Either way, there was like four different things I found that it could be. But Charter Defender Suite, is that something that comes with Charter Spectrum?
Their Security Suite F or something, but right now I have it disabled. I can get the software to run. And I did a download. It downloads, but it doesn't tell you that it's finished downloading. The blue bar just goes to the stop. It just stays there. I gave it some time, and then I just told it okay, and then I can extract it. It extracts it fine. But when I go to do a compile, it gets to 98, 97% that is telling me there's a sharing error. So I've got to figure out where that's coming from.
Something that I was linking, it could be a setting somewhere, that was looking for a link library in another directory that's different on your system than it is on mine. But that's good. I'm glad you made some progress. I went to a different day and then started logging like you were practicing on a different day, like you were shadowing Gary's Wednesday night net on a Tuesday, for example, and it kept putting everything in today's date. So after I made that update, so I figured out what it was doing and corrected that. So I have another update going so that if you want to shadow a recording, you can do that shadow on that day of that recording, and it won't go back to today, which is what they do. They end up in today's date regardless right now without that mod.
Yeah, I may get with you later and do that, because I definitely now, I left Defender on, but I turned off the Charter Suite right now, and I get it to run no problem whatsoever. So what I'll do is I'll get with you when you upload it, I'll download it and go from there and try it, and then I'm going to try to find out what the error message is that I keep getting. It gets to like 98, 97%.
Yeah, if you can find out what's the name of the file that it's looking for, what directory is it in, then we can probably figure out what needs to change in the configuration so that it can find that.
Okay. But the other button where you push it, it moves everything over. That worked fine. So I'll keep playing with it.
Feeling confident for Friday, or have we lost too much ground?
Right now I feel confident. I just, like earlier when you talked to me, I took a nap. I'm just going to have to make sure Friday that I get some rest and not spend too much time up so that I can make it through the whole thing.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah, we're on the same page there.
Appreciate everything you've done, all your help and stuff like that, helping me with that software. So that's going to be a lifesaver.
How to get Sally and your daughter, Sally and Ashley, up to speed, right?
I'm not worried about that right now. I don't mind picking it up. So, but yes, I am going to get them up to speed. I did brief them about the other topic that we talked about, and they're like, "What?"
That one thing with Charter, that should have fixed it for their machines too, right?
Yeah, I just stopped having that compile issue right now, so that's what I'm working on now.
You don't have to have that. That's a nice to have, but you don't have to have that to get all the latest updates. You don't have to have that.
But, because once you get so much in the database, unless you have some stranger that's just licensed coming through, you can always populate it through QRZ, like you said.
For instance, where QRZ has an incremental and you have a full.
Yeah.
Right? didn't know you made some progress on that. I've been thinking about that in the background over and over and over again, trying to figure out what that could be. I had no idea Charter could make Windows do that.
I don't know how I stumbled on that. All I know is that I went to Windows Defender. It said one thing was off and then one was on, so I turned it off, and then when I did that, it took me to another screen that happened to bring up the Charter suite. And I'm like, oh, let me just turn these off. I've actually tried to uninstall it because I'd just rather use the Windows one and not the Charter one altogether and just see what happens from there on out.
I have Charter as well, and that's the one my computer is on. I've got AT&T and Charter. And I've never installed any software from Charter. Well, you know, it probably came with instructions to do that, but you know how ham radio operators are. Instructions go in the round file. So I probably missed out on the opportunity to get that software, whatever it is.
Spectrum Internet right now, the Charter net. You can actually just go to their website and download it for free, but I don't do that, trust me. I'm going to keep playing with it, and I still have a couple more days. I figure tomorrow and Thursday, and then I'll definitely know come Friday.
Appreciate you doing all that. It's going to be worth it in the end.
Oh, it is. Daniel reached out to me also, but I answered him, but he hasn't answered back, so I got to find out what's going on.
Yeah, he works through it today. He's not retired like us.
He reached out. I think it was 9 o'clock this morning is when he reached out to me, sent me a text, and I said, hey, back, but never heard from him. So I'll probably give him a jingle this afternoon, or to this evening, I should say.
Good. I don't think he uses any software. I think he just writes it down on paper, pen and pad. Nathan's the one that uses software, or he used to. I don't know if he still does that or not. I think he does, but, you know, different strokes for different folks, whatever makes it work for you.
I was going to actually, not tonight, but Thursday night, I was going to have Sally sit here with me, and I know that I could keep up with the controller for Thursday night, but I was going to have Sally sit there and try to copy and see how she did when she was talking about how fast the other night it went.
Fastest of everybody, Matt, he's faster than anybody out there, but he, with the software that you have right now, you can't go back to that day. I mean, you can just run the recording and just try to keep up from the recording. Good thing about doing it from the recording is if you miss it, you can pause it and back up and go forward and get it. But if you get that update that I've got coming to you next, you'll be able to, like, go back to that date, and it'll just store those entries in on that date instead of today's date, which will keep you from keeps messing you up in the long run.
That definitely would definitely work, because I figure if I could take one or two days and just pick a day, go in and populate my blog so that I could go in and put the nicknames that I want and stuff like that. I got a call coming in. I'll get back with you later, KH3JCA.
Okay, W4DJW.
Ann Arbor, monitoring.
GWKA3JCA.
K3JCA, W4DJW.
Friday night person calling me. So the game plan is right now, I'm going to take it Friday. He's going to be there as a backup following along just in case something happens to me. But I'm going to take it Friday.
All right, good. Well, don't get too nervous. And do several practice sessions so you're comfortable with it and get plenty of sleep during the day. Don't make any plans on Friday during the day, so you'll be nice and rested up.
I'll actually plan on taking my first dose of medicine, because I actually have a two-hour window that I can play with. So I'll actually take it just a little bit later so that my evening dose I can take after the net. So that'll work out fantastic.
All right, and I just got home. I'm upstairs. I'll go ahead and zip up those last changes that allow you to change the date and follow a recording so that if you want to do it, you can do it at your leisure. You don't have to wait for somebody to call the net to practice. You can practice anytime it's comfortable for you.
It'll work out good, and then I'll download that to make sure that disabled defender thing that I disabled works. But if it doesn't, I know how to disable it to get it to work now, so.
All right, I'll go ahead and do that now. Sounds like it's all coming together. KA3JCA, W4DJW.
KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, W4DJW.
K3JCA.
All right, the latest executable is there, all zipped up and ready for you to download.
Okay, let me go see if I can get it.
All right, W4DJW clear.
KWKA3JCA.
4CEF mobile. WA mobile. Langley, KO4CEF.
Tell you what. Listen, I feel like the donut guy. Meeting myself coming in the door to go out. How you doing, Andrew?
All right, doing better now. I'm on my way home.
I think so am I. Finally on my way home. Oh, you know, I haven't flown in almost 7 weeks.
Any better. I probably hadn't flown in about 3, maybe 4 weeks, and I got a brand new plane waiting to go up in the air.
Now, wait a minute. Now, we just got to reestablish your priority, son. Oh, my goodness. What kind of plane?
What is it? Anyway, it's Corsair 1.2 meter Corsair. Man, that thing is sharp. Oh, my God. And it has rained every weekend since I got it.
Now, you do know that that's going to be quick. Now, is it a, Horizon Hobby?
A Horizon, yeah, you know, it's the main brand, but it's under E-Flight.
So radio, or did it just bind up to the radio you had?
Up to the radio I had, so it was basically bind and fly. I mean, all the servos and everything were in it. The only thing I needed was a battery and a transmitter.
At like 42 inches?
I can't do it off the top of my head. I mean, you're probably fairly close.
Now that's an F9D Corsair Gullwing.
I can't remember the thing. It's the FU4 something. It's got the 4-blade. I mean, I didn't ask. Well, I did kind of ask for it, but, you know, I can't turn down what somebody gave me for my birthday. But I've been waiting to see if I could meet up with Larry, make sure I had all my expo set up right, have my safe settings and all that, you know, set up to where I can use it if I need to. And, yeah, I mean, I know the real plane was fast, so I can only assume this one's probably going to be scooting, too.
Well, close attention to your rates, okay? That's the rate at which the stick moves on your control, okay? That thing is going to be very responsive. So, did you get to where you could do loops and rolls and all that kind of stuff with your other one?
You know, every once in a while I get a little wrapped up, but I mean, for the most part, I don't do them all the time. I definitely don't do rolls. You know, I hadn't really got into that. I can do some loops and whatnot, but yeah, rolls, I haven't tried to start a whole lot of.
Okay, well, let me just tell you right off the bat, rolls are going to be very difficult with that aircraft that you've got, the Scout. It's got too much dihedral in the wing, and to get it to do a clean roll is going to be tough, baby. Now, you make sure that Larry is there to fly that with you your first few times, okay?
I seem to, like I said, I wanted to meet up with him two weekends ago, and, you know, it was a washout all weekend. so I didn't get to do it. But, you know, I wanted to check everything out, make sure it was good. Yeah, exactly. Take the plane up, make sure that everything was set up correctly. Yeah, I don't really want to get it in the air myself without letting somebody like Larry try it out, make sure I got it all set up correctly. And, you know, I ain't doing that.
But now you make sure he's standing right there with you on your first few flights. Now, I'm telling you, that thing is quick, very quick, just like a real deal fighter jet. And I'm telling you, if you can get proficient on it, your scout is going to be boring.
But I hope I do get proficient at it. Just have to wait and see, but that'd be an expensive plane to crash, so that was making me nervous right now. That's why I'm taking my time. I ain't even trying to get it up in the air as much as I want to.
Do you remember the name on it? Who's it made by? Is it FMS, or who's it made by?
E-Flight. It's an E-Flight Corsair, 1.2 meters.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good, bud. Does it have retracts? Let's see, at 1.3 meters, it probably does not have retracts, does it?
They retract, the wheels go up in it. I mean, I had to send you a video of me holding it. I mean, freaking thing's awesome. But like I said, I don't want to get it up in the air and end up crashing it. So it's just sitting in the bedroom right now, just waiting to go up in the air.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. Your radio is a 6-channel?
That's correct. I got the NX6.
Okay, you're in good shape. Man, yeah. Just hoist up your shorts and hang on when you get up there with that thing. That's going to be fun. I'd like to be there for that first flight on it.
Anybody there the first time, that might be pretty embarrassing.
Nothing that any one of us hasn't already done. But see, Larry will be there to kind of help throttle you and get you going good, get you going smooth. And he'll be able to get the frog in my throat, help you set all your rates and all your good stuff there. So, yep. Well, that's good, bud. I'm glad to see you pursuing it.
I'm still going out whenever I can. I just haven't been able to do it here lately between work and rain. It just ain't been many days. And like today, it's pretty out now. I don't see much wind, but I got Boy Scouts tonight. So, Daddy's got to do that instead of going to the airfield.
I hear you keeping your priorities right. That's a good thing. It pays off down the road.
And I enjoy going to Scouts with them, so I can hold off flying for a little while. Steve, I am pulling up in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. That way I can get in here and start getting my stuff together to get the boys out of the house here in a little while. So you have a good one, and hopefully we'll see you at the field at some point in time and get up in the air and fly again. You know, I got my Concendo. It's the first generation. I got that first Bixler that came out. I got a good deal on both of those, so I've been flying those here and there whenever I can. But like I said, I ain't been out in the field in a good little while. So hopefully we'll see you out there. Anyway, KO4CEF and 7-3, Steve.
Roger, Andrew. Always good to hear from you, bud. And listen, I want you to do me one favor before you go.
What?
Tell Patrick he ain't riding the morning nothing early.
No, you have a good one, Steve. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
KN4CEF. You have a good one, bud. I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
KN4VWA, W4NGU.
4NG who? How you doing, Phil?
Doing good. Got anybody else joining us Friday?
As a matter of fact, do you remember a guy that was in a class ahead of us? Scott Brothers?
Of course. Yeah, you should have said it. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good if he's coming in.
Same boat you are. He bought one way back, right at the end of last year, and still hasn't shot it. So he's going to bring it, and understand Dave's coming.
Now, which Dave?
KB4, CBA.
Oh, yes, okay. David, yeah. Well, that's good. We'll see if Oberonkin can come.
Well, I've already tried to call him, but I haven't been able to get him. So, you know, we'll see what's going on.
Easier, I tell you. You can't even get him on the cell phone.
He sleeps late.
Kind of a popular thing. Our Sunday school class is getting together a group. We already eat on Thursdays, about 9 or 10 of us. But we're going to start going every week as a group to shoot. Men love to do that.
My son-in-law just called. He's been in a wreck. I'm gone. Bye. Came from CBA, clear.
Bye. GU, clear.
4ZEW Mobile. Get an antenna check, please.
Station's KO4PXB. You sounded good sitting on the parking lot at 85 going into Greenville.
Thank you very much. I just had to rebuild a mag mount base. I over torqued an antenna and pulled a wire out of place, so I put it back together last night, and it was sounding good on receive, so glad to know it sounded good on transmit. Thank you.
KO4PXB, you're most welcome.
4ZEW, mobile and monitoring.
2YN, standing by.
YN, KN4TFW, good evening.
Yeah, I think that was a KN4TSW. I'll get that straight in a minute. This is K2YN. You got that right. Good evening. The name is John. I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
John, my name is Ken, Kilo Echo November, and I'm in Greer.
Okay, that's a hop and a skip from here. Very, very close. In fact, you know, I have a friend out in Greer. I take Curtis all the way out from Simpsonville here, all the way to the end. Make a left and then go up to a light and make a right. I gotta remember what the name of that street is, though. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Just down here in the garage cleaning up. Just about finished and turned the radio on. Beautiful day, huh?
It's beautiful. I'm out here in the field walking the dog for the evening.
Okay, you got the pup out there. What kind of dog do you have?
Well, for sure is that the mother was a black lab. But if you ever seen a Catahoula, that's what she looks like.
You get him. Or her. I don't know the gender.
Yep. And that, I got her. Actually, a stray came up and had puppies at my sister's house about 4 years ago, and that's where I picked her up at.
That's a good way to do it. You know, last dog I had was wonderful, but he passed in March. And a fantastic dog, wonderful friend. I've had dogs most of my life, but last 2 years, you know, this year, we're planned to take a year or two off and possibly vacation a bit. You know, when we have our dog, you know, there's a responsibility. He's a family member, and I won't put him or her with the vet, you know. We have a house, somebody who house sits when we had the dog here that likes dogs and can take care of them, and that worked. Over.
Had a couple of house sitters come, and then our neighbors, they had three dogs, and ours just fell in love with theirs, so when we went out of town, they'd go stay over there, but they moved about 10 minutes down the road, but she still goes over there and stays with them and plays with them if we have to go out of town for a long time.
Face is covered. Good. That's the way it should be. So she probably loves it over there at your neighbor's house with three other dogs, and they got along. That's excellent. You can't get a better deal than that. So we had a friend down the street here, a couple houses, that has a, not a blue merle, but an Australian shepherd. Yeah, it's a merle, all right, a red merle. And they would take care of our dog when we were out. They could handle up to maybe 4 days or 5 days max. Wouldn't want to, you know, really wear them out, but our dog was very, very relaxed, I'll put it that way, so it didn't drive people crazy. Anyway, we're taking care of their dog this year when they go on a vacation, so you know, one hand washes the other. By the way, I'm running an ICOM 820H. I've only had it a couple weeks here, but it seems to work. Over.
I'm on a Anytone 878 handheld right now. The one in the truck is the ICOM 2730A, I believe.
Here's a number I've heard several times, a popular rig, 2730, I think. But, yeah, this is an 820H I got a couple weeks ago, and it's an all-mode. 2 meters, 440, and 1296, but that's an optional module I don't have. So, 2 meters and 440. And, you know, it does everything I was after. I don't need a lot of exotics, and I just want to hit some repeaters, and maybe do some simplex. So I got this thing mint. The guy said he didn't use it, and he's not lying. Oh man! In the original packing and everything from about 2004, I think. And I got it for $400. Over.
Deal. It sounds really good. And I don't have anything to do with 2 meter sideband. I don't have a radio capable of that. I got an HF rig. A Yaesu 450D, it won't do sideband on 2 meters.
That's a 160 through 6, probably, for that rig. What we run here, HF, is the SDR radio called the Anon 7000. And the linear is an Alpha 8410. So we have a few the antennas here that string up between some tall trees, and they work well down at the lower frequencies. Over.
I just have a, what do I have? I have a MFJ2104 for antenna, and then a couple of hamsticks for the missing band, and that, but it does me well. I got this handheld to start getting into DMR, just starting to do a little bit of that. Not a lot of DMR repeaters in this area, though. Over.
So, yeah, I don't have DMR in this rig, so this is pre-DMR. but there are a lot of modes you can play with, so you'll have fun with that, I'm sure. The, let's see. For up here, I just need to put my antennas up. Right now, they're in temporary locations, very low down. And I've got very tall trees. I'm going to be pulling up a J-pole very high, about 70 to 80 feet in the air. We'll see how that works. I won't have anything horizontal for sideband right away. But we'll see how the J-pole works. You know, they say that really, if you're not horizontally polarized for simplex, you're going to be down 15 dB from what you would if you had a horizontal, horizontally polarized antenna. Over.
Hey, I'm getting into an area right now that I'm probably going to start getting pretty scratchy, but hang with me for a minute or two and it should clear up. I'm almost back to.
Yeah, it was getting a little scratchy, as you say, but not bad.
Get a good copy on you, but it's just hard. I I got a bunch of these Bradford pear trees that you can't even see through, and it's really hard to get past until I get to the house.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm mounting this antenna 8 feet from the trunk of the tree. It'll probably absorb energy over a 10-degree span, 10 to 15 degrees. But everything else will be out in the open, so we'll be okay. And, I don't know. I'm tempted to put up a horizontally polarized multiple wavelength loop and try that out, too, for a simplex. Over.
I'm still in that learning mode. I've only had my ticket about 3 years and not a lot on, not that knowledgeable on antennas that good.
Documented. I've been licensed since 67, so it's been 55 years. I've always made my antennas, so after a while you get used to it. If you need any help deciding on an antenna configuration, I'll contribute whatever I know. Over.
I said that, Lord knows I need all the help I can get. Yeah, like you said, that octopus, MFJ octopus, is doing really good. And then I have just a Hustler bracket that I got four hamsticks on for some of the bands that didn't come with the octopus and that. But so far, been doing good. I'm up to 68 countries contacting voice, and voice is mostly all that I do. I haven't learned CW.
Okay, yeah, I grew up on CW. Age 12 to age 16, I had no modulation and couldn't afford it. I built my own radio station from TV parts. It took a while. The machining's the hard thing. The parts, I stripped TVs and X-ray machines and stereos down at the junkyard. It was only 2 miles away. I go down there, and they have these pyramids of trash piled up. This is back before they were paranoid. I climbed all over these deadly mountains of steel and plastic and would strip the electronic devices, transformers, caps, resistors, all that junk. And had quite a collection, so it wasn't... It's very inexpensive, I should say, to build a transmitter and a receiver. Wasn't very good, but it worked. Over.
If that's all that counts, and you learned a lot by doing it. Kind of wish I had learned it back then, but I don't know why I didn't get into it. But me and the pup have made it back to the house, and me and the wife have somewhere that we got to go. So I'm going to say 7-3s to you, and I enjoyed it, and I'll certainly pick your brain when I get ready to do some antenna work, sure enough. KN4TFW.
Okay. Excellent. Well, let me just get you set up here. I don't think I get to call right. Is that Tango Sierra Whiskey, or is that November?
November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Okay, very good, Ken. Well, I'll make that correction here, Foxtrot. You have a good evening. Thanks for the conversation. I've enjoyed it. And we'll look for you, as they say down on the HF bands, we'll look for you down the log. KN4TFW. This is K2YN. So long, Ken.
I believe you said it was John, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Good evening. Enjoyed it.
I got you on Simplex at, I'm sitting here at East North and Edward Road.
I'm over here on the north side of Wade Hampton, between, we're about the intersection of 290 and 101.
I would say it's pretty good if you're on HT.
Tone 878. I can't complain about it at all, and I got the stock rubber duck on here. I don't even have a good antenna on it yet.
Doing a pretty good job.
I'll catch up with you later, 7-3. Have an awesome evening. You must be going to play tennis.
Yes.
Oh,
that you said you picked me up at, and that would be a good assumption.
73KIT K3JCA.
Yeah, 73 KB4 CBA mobile.
And 4 TSW.
Texas.
Flynn, KB4 CBA.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
It's lovely, just sitting in all this traffic and on Haywood Road, and I got over the big hill there at Pelham, and I'm going to try and make a left turn on the Antrim Drive.
A foreign language to me. I don't know the area that well. How'd you make out with your antenna parts today?
I went up to the wireman, and they made that piece I needed, the 22-foot section I needed, had it all ready for me when I got here. So, I just had to pay him for it and pick it up. And so I just need to put all that together and, and then get it shot back up in the trees there.
I'm waiting on my off-center fed dipole to get here. I ordered one of those Maxcon 5K80s. It should be here probably tomorrow or Thursday. And I got that up in the trees. See how I do.
This is, it's going to have I got a new Ballon in yesterday from Ballon Designs. They're supposed to be real good. And so I've got the choke oscillator made by them, and I've got the 4-to-1 Ballon at the top, and a new 22-foot section, a coax between the two. And so the only thing that's original is the 135-foot length of the wire, itself, that you string up in the trees.
Up to you. Basically rebuilt the antenna.
Building what's there, I'm pretty sure it got hit by lightning, and so I know the wire is not bad, but I'm replacing everything else.
I'm starting from scratch. Right now I got a vertical up. It's a Comet CHA-250, which is just, I think it's like 20-something feet long or something like that. And it does fairly well. I just want to get horizontal again so I can hear some stations out there.
Love to have about a 75-foot tower and one of those, I think it's a Mobley, I think that's the way you pronounce it, beam, and some other antennas to cover the bands that beam doesn't cover, and that would be my dream setup, but they'd ask me to move out of the community if I did that.
You don't want that, yeah. Well, fortunately, I do have the room here. I just got a lot of trees around to put up a big Mosley. I think a nice wire dipole like I'm putting up, I think will do just fine for what I do. I don't do I'm not a big HF or a big low band person. I don't do a lot of CW work. Mainly voice. And that's pretty much it. So I'll put the antenna up and see what happens as soon as it gets here anyway.
Mostly on sideband and on HF, and or I'm doing FT4, FT8, so that's generally the areas I hang out, so but anyway, but this, I tell you, this Carolina Wyndham is just one heck of an antenna. I've just really been pleased with it.
And Axcons, too, they're supposed to be really good antennas. I tried to check into the South Carolina net on 3.915, and they heard me over the weekend, but then the conditions went south, and the vertical just isn't cutting it. So I'm going to try it again tonight and see what happens.
Well, and it may depend on who's calling the net, you know, because sometimes there's a guy, I think, from Anderson that calls it, one from Columbia, and they may be too close to you for that vertical, you know, but anyway, and then there's a guy that calls it from Charleston, you should be able to, he might be able to hear you, but you might just be too close. I understand the verticals aren't really good for, you know, local, talking local on sideband, whereas on my antenna, I can talk to the person next door if I want to.
KB2HX, S4ID. Well, Dave, I got to step away a minute. I see you got the hot rod out today. I heard that. You have a good afternoon. We'll catch up with you a little bit later.
Well, I just pulled in the parking lot here at the sports club. That worked out good. Well, you have a good evening, and good luck there on the low bands there. My 73 is KB4CVA.
Okay, so KB4CBA, KB2HXS.
KD, listen. KD, clear.
KB2HXS, listening.
XS, I'll be in the vehicle for a couple more minutes. This is KC4SKD.
Second, I gotta switch something here. That's better.
Several miles from the house, but I figured I'd say hey anyway.
The radio that a friend of mine left when he went back up to New York, and there's little speakers or built-in speakers about shot. I can't hear anything on it.
What I'm talking on here is 30 years old, and the display on it's going bad, and sometimes the mic button, when you release it, it don't want to release. So, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to have to break down and buy another radio myself.
Sounds like my old Icon.
Yaesu, and somebody gave me another Yaesu, and I sent it off to be fixed, and found out the finals are bad in the transmitter.
Not worth fixing, then.
But I asked the guy if he could find some generic parts, and he's going to do a little more research, but he told me, he said he wouldn't put any more than $100 in it.
Your repair guy down in Georgia who worked on this radio, this is a 706 Mach 2G's that I'm talking on right now, and it had a few issues with it, and he was able to straighten it out pretty inexpensively.
Well, anyway, hate to cut it short, but I got the driveway in sight, so I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just sitting here at the desk. Have a good evening, KB2HXS.
KC4SKD.